Consolation by George Albert Letty. I was tending the bar in a cheap cafe. My spirits were light and my heart was gay. I had a job and I knew I could eat and a bed to lie on when I wanted to sleep. When a guy shuffled in, he looked like a bum and he threw down a quarter and ordered a rum. Well, I've been a bum, so it's easy to see why I gave him a smile and a welcome howdy. Then he looked at me with a sort of a grin that showed me the place where his teeth had been. Then his eyes seemed to fill with a luminous light, like a man who is seeing a ghost in the night. Then he looked at me and he called me Lou, and my heart stood still, for at once I knew 'twas the lad who once I called my pal, the lad who had stolen my little Sal. Then I thought of the years since I left home with a broken heart and to roam alone, cursing the traitor who'd wrecked my life, stolen my sweetheart to make her his wife. Well, the days were dark and the nights were long. The hate in my heart became a song, singing to music to deaden the brain, singing to music to sharpen the pain. I've traveled the mountains, the desert, the plain, fought through the cold, the heat, and the rain, slept in my bedroll on hard frozen ground with coyotes and wolverines sniffing around. I've listened to the whippoorwill calling at night, gazed at the stars as they twinkled so bright, listened to the thunders rending the sky, but not for a moment forget them could I. Then my pal sort of whimpered and dropped to the floor as a 300-pound cyclone barged in the door. She was rugged and burly, her face it was red, and her hair like a haystack stood on her head. Willie ducked to the corner, but she was too quick, and soon she was dragging him out by the neck. Though I found my pals, I'll continue to roam, for I am convinced there's no place like home.